Happy Football Thursday, everyone. This is your Commissioner Farrell Elliott, joined by the always able and capable, the Oracle from Madisonville, my friend and longtime KFFSC player, Mr. Sean Ligon. How are you today, brother?
I'm good. I like that title. Yeah, that's a good one. I enjoy that.
Isn't that a great title? I was searching for the right word. I think Oracle will be that way. How do you like Claypool's nickname? Mapletron. You got to love that. Okay.
I like it. I mean, being Canadian, it's perfect.
Fellows are pretty clever, you know, coming up with that, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, good job. We got some things right for Monday Night Football. It came down about the way that we thought it would. If we all had a game script that said that Zeke was going to put the ball on the ground twice, that we would basically what we have, and I think that's what happened. But Monday night is in the rearview mirror, in front of us, kicking off in a 2 hours. We have the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the New York Football Giants. Sean, these two great franchises have a chance to get it together, to overcome adversity. And when I look at tonight's game, I'll start with a team that I think is used to overcoming adversity, and that's very much in their culture, and that would be the Philadelphia Eagles. Carson Wentz has a chance to shake off all of the bad moments that he has had in this season. He did it last game against Baltimore, where he added, where he brought the team back, shouldered the team. He's done some good things. He's run for 4 touchdowns, my favorite stat for Carson Wentz this year. What kind of game do you foresee Carson Wentz having against the New York Giants tonight?
I don't know that he has as big games as he's been having, just because I don't see them getting down, you know, big in this game. I would assume this game probably would be pretty close and probably not a real high-scoring shootout, I wouldn't think.
Well, that's what I was thinking about. Now, you know, the Giants do have the opportunity. They do have in place threats to move the ball offensively and threats to score. These are the Giants that we are familiar with. We're more familiar with the Giants players, especially with Sterling Shepard returning and with Devonta Freeman in the backfield. We're more familiar with these guys than we are the Eagles players. Don't we think they can move the ball against Philly and match them in some of the scoring?
I do. I just think that Daniel Jones has been awfully prone to turnovers.
Yes.
And it just seems like he's good for a couple of games. That's why I don't see Philadelphia being in a big hole and Carson Wentz having to throw the ball so much and maybe not having to get as many rushing yards. He may still score a touchdown, but he may not be running for his life as much tonight as he has been in recent weeks anyway.
Sean and I love to talk about what's going on in the desert. It has a big effect on fantasy football. Sometimes you can look at that. It's kind of like reading the tea leaves, Sean, as you get ready to determine who to start in fantasy football. One that, and this is for entertainment purposes only, we must say that. One that looked interesting to me was Carson Wentz rushing 19 and a half yards. Sean, I think over.
Yeah, that seems like a very low total. Even if we don't think he's going to be running maybe as much as he has been, it still seems like couple scrambles get that done pretty easily.
Yeah, he can roll that off, especially against this defense, who, as you look across the board, is 30th against everything. You know, usually when you have a bad passing defense, you have a decent run defense, sort of a middle of the pack run defense, because everybody's busy passing on you. You know, so your run defense at least can stand up statistically this team's just in the 30s on everything. You were the run, the pass. You can hurt the Giants' defense in any way you want.
That's right.
Now, let's talk about some individual players, Sean, because I've got Carson Wentz starting. I'm hoping for 25 points. I will say in your commentary where I think I disagree with you somewhat, and I don't like disagreeing with Sean Ligon because that usually means I'm wrong. So what I see a short passing game replacing the Miles Sanders running game, and that's why I like Wentz to have a big game. That running game tonight and short passing game out of the backfield looks like it will roll through Boston Scott. I'll go ahead and give you my numbers on Boston Scott. I see 50 yards rushing. I see 3 to 4 catches for another 25 yards. I see that being his night. What do you see?
Yeah, that's about what I was thinking. Because I think we'll probably expect Philadelphia, you know, probably won't just see Boston Scott. We'll probably see some Corey Clement and maybe even what's the third string guy, Huntley or whatever, I believe. So we'll probably see all three of these guys more than likely, knowing Philadelphia. So you know, it could be the case whichever one gets hot.
Yeah, and give that ball to the hot hand. I think that hot hand could be Scott, but I really think as we get around the goal line, it's going to be passes and rushes by Wentz. I can't get that number of 4 rushing touchdowns out of my mind for Carson Wentz. Now, Sean, there's been an emerging player, sort of emerging as a rookie player in the shadows of some of the other young players that are doing well around the league. And when I call him a rookie, no, he's not a rookie. He was two and three years ago at the Senior Bowl. That would be the wide receiver, I believe, first name is Travis Fulgham with the Philadelphia Eagles. He's an Old Dominion grad, a 6th-round pick. The Packers cut him. The Lions cut him. I love this big-bodied athletic catcher, pass catcher that can high-point the ball. He looks to me to be the guy the Philadelphia Eagles have been looking for a long time. He's got 3 back-to-back good games. I'll throw up the numbers to you. What do you see for Fulgham tonight and the Philadelphia passing game?
I think it'll be excellent once again. You know, there was a lot of noise coming back this week that they might have, you know, Goddard back. They might have Alshon Jeffrey back. They do get DeSean Jackson back, but that should only help, actually, Fulgham, I would think. Take some pressure off of him. So, now I like him to have a big night. I could see 6 catches, somewhere around 90 yards, probably a touchdown.
Our friends in the desert have him at 4.5 catches, less than 90 yards. They have him at 65. And he is relatively long odds to score a touchdown. And I believe that people that get behind this player will be standing in line with tickets to cash. So that would be an excellent performance. So it becomes a no-brainer to put him in your fantasy lineup tonight.
Yeah, I think you have to get – I mean, in this game, I think you have to start your players. I mean, this is an excellent fantasy opportunity for both of these teams, honestly.
All right, well, let's go over to the New York side where it becomes a little more difficult. Well, before we leave Philadelphia, we must point out the fact that they are without Zach Ertz. It's another reason we like that short passing game, another reason we like Fulgham. They have a tight end to play tonight, Rodgers, who I like the athleticism, and we might see something, we might see something come forward with that player. Well, let's move on to the New York Giants. I have an idea that Daniel Jones better start winning some football games because it looks tenuous as to how much longer he can hang on to this job if he doesn't and continues to play the way he's been playing. Daniel Jones was – some of the people thought they were being very smart picking him as a quarterback too. I don't see him starting anywhere across the league tonight. Do you?
No, he was definitely one of those hot picks coming into the draft season this year. And I understand it. When you watch the guy play just by the eye test, I mean, he throws the ball great. He can run the ball. Mm-hmm. He's fairly athletic. I mean, he really passes, you know, it looks like he should be a really good quarterback, but then he just goes out there, and I don't know if it's bad decisions or if it's or what it is, but he just hasn't performed, and you just can't continue to do that in New York when they have a record this bad. You know, like you say, he could be fighting for his job pretty soon, so he's got to get it together, and it's not looking tremendously good for him.
A lot of people intended on him getting it together, and a lot of fantasy players spent draft capital for the following wide receivers: Darius Slayton, Golden Tate, Sterling Shepard, and probably more than anyone, Evan Ingram. And we're in a situation where Slayton is a mystery starter. He's boomer bust starter. Yeah. What do you think about Slayton this week? He came off a pretty impressive performance 2 weeks ago to, I think, have four targets in the Giants' last game. What do you do with Slayton, especially with Shepard returning to the lineup?
I will say that, to me, every time I've seen the Giants play, it looks like to me Jones, his favorite receiver is Slayton. He always is first, regardless, even with their full complement, even when Shepard's been out there, even when Tate's been out there, still looks for Slayton. And he always looked for Slayton on third downs, too, it seems like. Maybe go.
Well, then it looks like that if he is looking, he's not finding him. Slayton must not be getting open, which is another commentary that you might have to live with, because a player might not be getting open.
So, you know, it's kind of a TY. It's kind of a situation where, you know, I think he is his go-to guy, so it makes you want to keep him in the lineup, but he still hasn't been overly productive this year. You're certainly right about that.
He's the kind of player you don't keep in the lineup and you start trying to play post him or set him. It's a situation where you'll end up playing him when he doesn't have the game and setting him when he does. And that is a maddening experience for fantasy football. We're all waiting for Evan Ingram to have a game. Does it happen tonight against Philadelphia?
You know, statistically, I would say no. Philadelphia, the one thing they're actually good at is they're decent against the tight end. So defensively, so you wouldn't really think so. And Sterling Shepard being back, I think actually might hurt him a little bit. I mean,
their linebackers are physical. We look to the desert again. They have Daniel Jones over and under 23.5 completions tonight. Sean, if you were standing in line, I know where you would be putting your money. And I would say 23.5 completions for this quarterback. Who is he throwing them to? Because none of these guys we're talking about are catching any balls.
Yeah.
Devonta Freeman, you followed him forever. I don't recall you being a big champion of Devonta Freeman, but I've never heard you really say anything bad about him. I think he looks great. And I'm curious to see what he can get going. But to me, he looked like he was planting his foot. He was a good cutback runner. He seemed to put his head down and roll a little bit with the ball. He looks fresh. I think this is a good buy for the New York Giants. What can I expect fantasy-wise tonight?
Yeah, I thought last week he looked the best he's looked so far. I thought he's starting to look like himself more. The only problem with him in this offense is, you know, I just don't think he's going to catch a lot of balls. But, you know, I think he'll have a decent game tonight. I don't know if he gets in the end zone or not. You can't really count on the Giants to score a lot of touchdowns. Hasn't happened this year much. So, you know, I wouldn't say it's a huge fantasy game, but, you know, more than likely, if you've got him, you probably have to play him, because a lot of people have people on bye weeks and injuries and other things. So if you've got him, I bet you're in a situation where you almost have to play him. So
it's a big question mark for COVID protocol, in that we're now seeing the first game where we have multiple players at the same position test positive and go into the COVID protocol with the Raiders and their offensive linemen. Now, if this game plays, which we're all very hopeful for, we already noticed that Tampa stout against the rush, and Jacobs is a player that you must start. But are you going to start him against a team stout against the rush with multiple linemen who may not be ready to play? This is a fascinating story developing with the Las Vegas Raiders and the Tampa Bay Bucks, teams with multiple fantasy starts. So this is where it gets interesting. They've moved the game to the afternoon for television purposes. It goes to the 4 o'clock window,
right?
Tampa and the Raiders. And so, you know, we have just enough games to try to figure out where our players are going to come from. As you mentioned, the injuries, if you're in business with San Francisco running back, Mostert, if you were in business with Miles Sanders, if you were counting on these players to play for you, they're not. And now we may not have Raiders and Bucks that feature two of the better running backs in the league, more productive running backs, at least one quarterback that would be a no-brainer start, I believe. So it's just very interesting. Hey, Sean, you know, Freeman, if he's not catching any passes, he could, you know, he's the newest player with the Giants, the newest threat, so he can fall in line with all the rest of the guys, right? You know, as to not catching any right. passes. Brother, you know, they're not scoring touchdowns. You mentioned it. We don't talk a lot about kickers, but if you look at the production of Graham Gano, he's trotted out on the field because the team could not score the ball. Not in the way that Brandon McManus was for Denver. Yeah. As you put up 25 points last week, if you had him, God must love you. But the, you know, Gano has been a double-digit point scorer at the kicker position for most of the year. So there are some fantasy plays here, some very important plays, and plays that you may have wished you made come with the scarcity of potential players. I hope they play that game because Darren Waller's my favorite tight end to watch, and I was looking for a tight end show off between Waller and Gronkowski. Sean, any last words about tonight's matchup for supremacy in the NFC East between the New York Football Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, let's hope that these two teams can provide us some entertainment tonight. Certainly more appealing to me than watching the other big event that's on tonight, so I'm sure I'll be tuned into the football game, and I think it's a much better game for fantasy than it probably is for reality. So good for us.
You said it best, brother. I tell you what, if you're deep involved with fantasy football, this game will be compelling from start to finish. And you know, of course, I think all games are compelling from start to finish.
But, sure.
And it's always compelling to talk to you. Thank you for dropping in with us. We'll get started a little earlier for our Monday night matchups and games as they develop throughout the year. Thank you, Sean. Appreciate you dropping in.
All right.